Thomas chapter 3, Mishnah 5. Oimer truma sakri ze besoiche. If someone says the truma of this heap is within it, so he's got a heap, a pile there of produce, and he says the truma is inside the heap, but he doesn't actually separate it. He leaves it inside there, and he verbally designates it. Umasra sav besoiche, and also says the masa, the tar that goes to the levy is also inside it. Trumas masa ze besoiche, and also the tithe from the masa that goes from the levy to the kohen is also inside it. So what he's doing is he's not actually separating anything, but he's just saying inside this heap are all the tithes that need to go to the kohen and the levy. Does that work? Is that good enough? Rabbi Shimon Omer Kara Shem. Rabbi Shimon says it is good enough, and according to him, what we would do is we would say that in the middle of the pile, that would be where all the trumas and the masas would be located, and a person could, what was on the outside of the pile, would become produce that is properly tithed and could be eaten, and that, so according to Rabbi Shimon, this verbal declaration would be good enough. It's not good enough for him just to generally declare that the tithes are in the pile, but rather what he's got to do is he's got to declare that the tithes are on the north of the pile or on the south of the pile. A general verbal declaration doesn't work. So according to them, you have to specifically say where the tithes are, the mas and the truma, and then that would work. That would be good according to the rabbis. Rabbi Elazar Chisma Omer, he says, Ha'omer truma sakri mimenu alav. According to Rabbi Elazar Chisma, if someone just says the truma of the heap from it is for it. And say the commentaries that this is even a lesser designation than Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, you could just say the wording was within the heap. And within the heap, we said according to Rabbi Shimon, was in the middle. But according to Rabbi Elazar Chisma, that he doesn't even have to designate that it's within the heap. He can just say from the heap. So it could be anywhere. It could be even on the perimeter. So this is a more lenient opinion than Rabbi Shimon, and that would work. That would, you would now have tithed your trumas and your masas. Rabbi Eleazar ben Yaakov Omer, another opinion, he says, Ha'omer isur masa zeh asur trumas masa alav. The tenth of this masa is trumas masa for it. Karashem, then he has designated it. So what he is adding is that in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said if a person designates all the tithes for the Kohen and the levy, and then the tithe from the levy to the Kohen, so that works if he does it verbally. Contrary to Elizabeth and Yaakov, you can't do all of that in one go verbally. You have to physically separate the tithe for the levy, and only then can you verbally declare that within that is the tithe from the levy to the Kohen. But you can't just do it all verbally in one shot, like the first opinion said, like Rabbi Shimon said. So the halacha actually follows the sages, that one would have to specify a place within the pile. So you'd have to say the tithes are in the north of the pile. You don't have to physically separate them at that point. They would still be designated truma, and that would be a good and valid truma, and that would work.